No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After fighting extradition, Luigi Mangione waived it at a hearing in Pennsylvania today, flown back immediately to New York to face state murder and terrorism charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Now he's expected to make an initial appearance in federal court in Lower Manhattan on charges related to Brian Thompson's murder. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
So we don't know what the federal charges are as of yet. Of course, there's a potential for a murder that we know has max penalty of the death penalty at federal court.
A government shutdown looming, the deadline tomorrow night, and support for a bipartisan short-term fix now being blocked. President-elect Donald Trump telling ABC's Jonathan Carl he wants Congress to eliminate or extend the debt ceiling before he takes office. That's the cap on the amount the U.S. government can borrow to pay its existing debts. Stocks rebounding a bit after the Fed announced yesterday that there would be fewer rate cuts in the coming year. This is ABC News. A deadly crash and train colliding with a tractor trailer in Pecos, Texas, Wednesday afternoon. One person was killed and the impact sent train cars into a nearby building.
The area is still blocked off and it's going to take some time to remove all those rail cars. The Texas Department of Public Safety and Union Pacific investigating. Right now, they're saying that the hazmat cars remain sealed and pose no risk to the public.
ABC's Matt Gutman. A 72-year-old man today receiving the maximum sentence in a case that has shaken France. Dominique Pellicot sentenced to 20 years in prison after he was found guilty in the gang rapes and drugging of his own wife.
Giselle Pellicot waived her anonymity bravely in this case so she could get the full facts out there and put the shame onto the perpetrators of the abuse, not on her. And she gave a powerful statement at the courthouse. Effectively, she said that she carried the fight, as she put it, for the future of her grandchildren. She said she was thinking about her three children.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge, Michelle Franz.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a snowy 22 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a winter weather advisory for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning and until 6 a.m. in Sauk County. Breezy with occasional snow, additional accumulations of 1 to 2 inches through the late afternoon, a high of 29. Tonight, occasional light snow or flurries, an additional half to 1 inch possible. Blustery winds late again with a low of 22, and northeast winds becoming north-northwesterly, 10 to 18 miles per hour. On Friday, breezy, a few flurries early, then breaks of sun developing, a high of 29, with north-northwest winds, 10 to 18 miles per hour, diminishing to around 10 miles per hour late. In Richland Center, it is a snowy 22 degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
As snow continues to fall, we do have some weather-related announcements on WRCO's News at Noon, where it is 8 minutes past 12 o'clock and 22 degrees. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. We can tell you that in school announcements, Hillsboro will be releasing students at 12:30 today, and there will be no after-school activities. The Richland School District will release students early today. Elementary and intermediate students will be released at 12:30, and high school students will be released at 1. This includes St. Mary and Eagle schools, and all after-school activities are canceled. The Ithaca School District, River Valley School District, and Riverdale Schools and Weston Schools will all be dismissing at 1 o'clock, and all after-school activities are canceled. Lafarge Schools will release students at 1:15. The Richland Center Intermediate School Winter Concert tonight at 6:30 has been canceled, and the Fenimore at Riverdale JV and Varsity Boys basketball game is postponed. It will be made up on February 10th. Park Street Christian Church Over 50s and Ladies Missionary Meetings are canceled. FARC will release clients at 12:30 today. Second Harvest Food Pantry distribution at Eagle School today has been canceled. Dance Elite classes in Richland Center are canceled today. The Richland Center American Legion and Auxiliary Christmas Party tonight has been postponed until tomorrow night. Avoca Mercantile is closed today. Computer Doctors will close early at 3:30 today. And St. Vincent de Paul in Muscadet is closing at 12:30. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going, use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved critical incident investigation in the city of Fenimore that occurred early Wednesday afternoon. Fenimore Police Department officers took an adult male subject into custody at a residence in the 1500 block of 2nd Street in the city as part of an ongoing investigation. While in police custody, the subject sustained self-inflicted injuries from an edged weapon. Law enforcement did not deploy lethal force. Law enforcement immediately rendered aid, and the subject was taken to a local hospital, then flown to a La Crosse County hospital where they remain. No other individuals were injured during the incident. The involved officer is on administrative duty per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and are assisted by the Wisconsin State Patrol, the La Crosse Police Department, and the Grant County District Attorney's Office. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. Involved law enforcement officers were wearing body cameras during the incident. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Grant County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. There's new information in the Madison school shooting. From the names of the victims to a man police say was planning an attack of his own, Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office released the names of the two people shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School. They are 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West. The report says they died of, quote, homicidal firearm-related trauma, end quote. Ruby's family chose to publicly post her obituary. They wrote that she was a big reader and played keyboard in the family band and loved to sing. She has a brother and had a special bond with her pets, cat Ginger and dog Coco. Meanwhile, West was a long-term substitute teacher at Abundant Life Christian School and also has kids who go there. And more new information. Two people shot are still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We've learned the other four who are expected to recover are now home. Meanwhile, a California judge has ordered a man who was allegedly talking to the shooter and planning an attack of his own to surrender his weapons. Court documents show the FBI served a 20-year-old man in Carlsbad, California, with a gun violence restraining order. According to the documents, the man was texting with the shooter and told her he would arm himself with guns and explosives to target a government building. Now, this gun violence restraining order is a civil issue, not a criminal one. We often call these red flag laws. They allow law enforcement to temporarily seize the weapons of someone who's been deemed a threat to themselves or to others. California has red flag laws. Wisconsin does not. And here at home, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter had two handguns, but only used one of them. He says federal authorities are tracing both firearms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The holidays can be a warm and enjoyable time for some, but for others, it can be lonely and stressful. Money problems, grief, loss, and other hardships that are brought on by the holidays can all take a toll on your mental health. If you or a loved one are struggling this holiday season, please know you are not alone. Remember to reach out to those around you, including loved ones, friends, and neighbors. It is also important to take time for yourself and recognize how you are feeling during this time of year. Jody Molitor, a Prevent Suicide Sauk County Coalition facilitator and health educator, says, "I think one thing we often forget is that sometimes those who seem the happiest may be the ones who struggle the most." For mental health resources, visit saukcounty.credibleminds.com. If you or a loved one is experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, dial 988 to speak with someone from the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. To see a list of other support services that you can call, text, or message online, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/crisis/talk.htm. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over the busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights.
Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. So leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting is not appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. And if you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may be some good deals out there, usually midweek, and book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. You should also opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. And also, if you have kids, book flights around nap times.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. DATCAP and the U.S. Department of Agriculture animal health officials are working together in a joint incident response. The affected premises will not move poultry or poultry products, and birds on the property will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, HPAI does not present an immediate public health concern for non-poultry workers. HPAI also does not pose a food safety risk. Properly handling and cooking eggs and poultry to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit kills the virus. DATCAP reminds Wisconsin livestock owners to register their premises. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept. Registration helps animal health officials communicate with flock and herd owners during disease outbreaks. To report increased mortality or signs of illness among domestic birds, dairy cattle, or other animals, contact DATCAP at 608-224-4872 during business hours, or 1-800-943-0003 after hours and weekends. It is a snowy 23 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home.
PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Foggy North has you covered. Whether it's Christmas, a birthday, or just because, give a gift that stands out. Choose from specialty and regular coffees, locally made cozy mugs and tumblers, and unique Muscadet mushroom apparel. Not sure what to pick? A Foggy North gift card is always the right choice. Stop by the gift shop and coffee bar to find something for everyone on your list. Foggy North, where every gift is a little more special.
As snow continues to fall, it's 23 degrees in Richland Center, 21 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Sunday school from 1902 to 1910, as recalled by Dorothy Galt. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a book that was in the Richland County History Room titled Stories We Remember Until No One Is Left to Ask, the Lloyd Supplement was compiled by Dorothy R. Galt and published by the Keith Brewer Library in Richland Center, dated 1974. We all recall those times past when Christmas programs and church services were important. It was during the holiday season, while still in your youth, that many was the Sunday school children's service revisited for those memories. Dorothy Galt shares her thoughts during these times. It was during these years in Sunday school that I played an important part for our young lives. I cannot remember when we first attended Sunday school, but it was during the winter months that we met. Probably, about a dozen of us, at Matthew White's home for 2 hours on Sunday mornings. Mr. White read to us, we had prayer, sang songs from the hymn books. Just before we were dismissed by Mrs. White, she joined us for that last hymn. I wish I could remember the name of the song, but I cannot. And there's no one left to ask. When spring came and the church was easier to heat, we had more of a formal school. We belonged with the boys and the girls in the class as Mr. White was the teacher. There were other classes. There was a primary. There was a Bible class. And Mrs. Robert Burnham and Mrs. Arch taught those classes. Mrs. Harry Railton, my mother, was the secretary and treasurer of the Sunday school. She couldn't attend, but much was used to help with supplies, and they were considered quarterly projects. Boys and girls in Sunday school papers, those lesson sheets, and even cards. Cards that came from the Bible with pictures to color, always the golden text, as it was called, we were supposed to memorize. We had good attendance from Lloyd, Happy Hollow, Smith, and even Lost Hollow. Anyone was welcome, and if we had a Sunday guest, they were supposed to attend with us. Mrs. Charles Strasberg would come and play the organ if she had time. But as she was assisted with the cheese making, sometimes she couldn't make it. Like Mrs. Railton, she couldn't always attend. But during these years, Sunday school and community worked together, even for such things as ice cream socials. On behalf of the Richland County Historical Society, we are wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering a newspaper advertisement from the Richland Rustic, dated December 22nd, 1905.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this holiday season. Two opportunities will be held. The first is today, from now until 2:30, at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Appointments are preferred. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Ethel Thompson. It's 23 snowy degrees in Richland Center at 12:26. Today's vital statistics are next.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
It's 23 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28 on this Thursday afternoon, December 19th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eva Schilling is survived by three nieces, Beth, Peggy, and Julie, and two nephews, Bob and Jack. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of Mary Ann Krako include her children, Anita and Lee Titus, Francis and Lori Krako, and Daryl and Teresa Krako. Nine grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, brothers, James Tidrick and Raymond and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law Diane Tidrick, and nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman is survived by his wife of 45 years, Gail, a son, Wade and Michelle, daughter, Lane, two grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Sherry Gilman, and Kirk Gilman and Cheryl Starr, a sister, Carol Gilman and Jamie Hofberger, sister-in-law, Vicki Headley, best friend, Thelma, son-in-law, Keith Schmidt, and several nieces and nephews and cousins. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 o'clock at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday, December 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Rabine is survived by her son, Gary and Jan Phillips, stepdaughter, Pat and Jim Seep Rabine, a grandson, a granddaughter, a step-grandson, two great-grandsons, a great-granddaughter, a step-great-grandson, twin sister Lorraine Courtleyou, sister-in-laws Karen Fowle and Marion Duran, brother-in-law Tom Duran, several nieces and nephews, and good friends Mark Ewing and Jan Schroeder. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, December 29th, from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, brother Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, two nieces, many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday, January 9th, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry Windsor is survived by his wife, Callie, three stepchildren, Timothy of Madison, Jane and Doug Piotrowski of Richland Center, and Magic and Ryan Love of Blue Mounds, nine step-grandchildren, a step-great-grandchild, many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center, died today at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kathy Jeffers is survived by a daughter, Shannon Newton and Justin Pinch of Richland Center, three grandchildren, a great-grandchild, significant other, Jim Fry of Richland Center, two sisters, Carolyn Anderson and Deb Anderson, nieces, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Savannah and Jeffrey Drews had a daughter, Iva Grace.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Shane and Sherry Wilkinson. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good Thursday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, certainly a wintry situation across the region thanks to a low-pressure system spinning down through southern Minnesota heading toward northern Illinois by this evening. It's produced as much as 6.3 inches of snow around La Crosse as of late morning, generally an inch or two common across our region. We'll see some off and on waves of snow showers come through here through late tonight, so expect some more accumulation, slippery roads and sidewalks. Please be very careful out there traveling and walking around. We'll have those gusty winds behind the system into tomorrow coming in from the north, and with that a few leftover flurries early in the day. Then generally dry weather will take hold from later tomorrow all the way through Sunday. It will be a bit on the chilly side, but at least some partial sunshine. Warmer air will spill back in from the southwest for early next week, pretty much stick around all of Christmas week. And with that, the possibility of some more precipitation early Monday. Then by later in the week, we could see just plain old rain with that warm weather building in. The forecast for the rest of today includes a winter weather advisory in Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, until 6 a.m. tomorrow in Sauk County. Breezy with off and on snow showers, additional accumulations of an inch or two possible through the late afternoon. High near 29 degrees, southeast wind between 8 and 18. Occasional light snow or flurries tonight, just another half inch or an inch. Blustery winds, low at 22. Tomorrow, breezy with a few flurries early, then breaks of sun developing, high near 29. As we head into Saturday, partly sunny and chilly, low 6 with a high of 22. The outlook for Sunday, partly cloudy, low 8 degrees, high of 29. There's a chance of some light snow and wintry mix late Sunday night. That precipitation should diminish by midday Monday, high 38. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, high 37. And Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, high about 38. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank.
An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a snowy 23 degrees in Richland Center. After high yesterday of 27, our low this morning was 19. Our high so far, our current temperature of 23. The record high for this date set in 1988 is 53. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1983. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 11. Sunset tonight will be at 4:28 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.93, and we have received 4.25 inches of snow here at the WRCO studios. Again, it is a snowy 23 degrees, and due to the snow, we have a number of community announcements. The Hillsborough School District released students today at 12:30, and there will be no after-school activities. Richland School District is releasing students early. Elementary and intermediate students were released at 12:30. High school students will be released at 1. This includes St. Mary and Eagle schools, and all after-school activities are canceled. The Ithaca, River Valley, Riverdale, and Weston schools are all releasing students at 1, and all after-school activities are canceled. Lafarge schools will release students at 1:15, and after-school activities are canceled. The Richland Center Intermediate School winter concert tonight at 6:30 is canceled. The Fenimore Riverdale JV and varsity boys basketball game is postponed. It will be made up on February 10th. Park Street Christian Church over 50s and ladies missionary meetings are canceled. FARC released it clients at 12:30 today. Second Harvest Food Pantry distribution at Eagle School today is canceled. Dance Elite classes in Richland Center are canceled today. The Richland Center American Legion and Auxiliary Christmas Party tonight has been postponed until tomorrow night. Avoca Mercantile is closed today. Computer Doctors will be closing at 3:30. And St. Vincent de Paul Muscadet is closed.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Talking about the market for real Christmas trees today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
The National Christmas Tree Association says more than 21.5 million real Christmas trees were purchased for the 2023 Christmas season. A few of those were sold from Jim Gelson's farm in Virginia. Gelson says Christmas trees are a rather unique crop.
You got to be forward thinking in the tree business. What's happening now isn't the case for 8 years out.
Gelson is an avid promoter of people becoming Christmas tree farmers.
Look, forget about hemp. Plant Christmas trees. It's here now. You don't have federal regulation, federal permits or anything. It's good to go. Get some acreage, plant some trees.
Gelson says the ROI growing Christmas trees is amazing.
If you get trees for 20 cents a piece, sorry, I'm going to put 5,000 Norway spruce out in the spring. That's $1,000. In 12 years, they'll be worth $1 million. What else can you invest in to get a return like that?
Like all agricultural or horticultural pursuits, Gelson admits there's some risk.
It's calculated risk. So you've got an idea of where your return is, what your odds of return are. Yeah, I think the future looks good.
About 15 years ago, demand for real trees tapered off, and growers cut back on plantings. Then, about 3 years ago, that demand picked up again. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Congress is scrambling amid funding bill chaos as the clock keeps ticking. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Pioneer lineup of corn hybrids packs 100 years of innovation into every bag for a home field advantage that delivers higher profit potential and winning yield potential. Your best year starts with Pioneer. A government funding plan collapsed Wednesday amid pushback from incoming Trump administration officials, putting funding for some key agricultural provisions in question. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she supports President-elect Trump's opposition to the continuing resolution released Tuesday. She suggests a so-called clean CR can benefit farmers and ranchers.
We should move a clean CR. We should address the debt ceiling, provide disaster relief, extend the farm bill, and give our farmers much-needed aid.
During a press call Thursday morning, the Iowa Republican said it's uncertain if the inclusion of year-round E15 would be part of a new bill. Financial assistance and disaster aid for farmers and ranchers is at risk with the lack of federal spending bills. Megan Grebner has more.
We had a deal.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the continuing resolution released Tuesday evening that is now off the table was a good deal for American producers who have battled natural disasters and lower commodity prices.
And now we're in a situation where there is no extension of the farm bill at this point. There is no money for the orphan programs. There is no disaster assistance for farmers who are significantly in need of that assistance.
In an exclusive interview with Brownfield, he said this process has been troublesome.
Here we are once again at the last minute waiting for Congress to do the job, which frankly, from a farm bill perspective, should have been done a year or two ago.
Secretary Vilsack says there's a lot of uncertainty, but right now he's hopeful.
People will get in the holiday mood and find a way to get to yes.
Negotiations for a new CR are ongoing. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin now has its third case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry this year and a second case in a week. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirmed Wednesday a backyard flock in Kenosha County is being depopulated. The agency confirmed 13,000-plus turkeys in Barron County had the disease last week. Along with the Barron County disease, the Department of Health Services says one person from the Barron County farm was likely infected by the virus. DHS officials say that person had exposure to the infected Barron County flock. Congratulations go out to second-grade teacher Joshua Gonzalez in the Milwaukee Public School System. He's been named the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher by Wisconsin's Agriculture in the Classroom program. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Coleman Becker from Auburndale High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Coleman is involved in football and wrestling, and when he's not playing sports, he's involved in FFA fundraisers and work on the family farm. Many of their fundraising projects go to help out during the holidays.
All that money that we raise goes straight towards our local Toys for Tots. Our FFA actually does the shopping. We go to a local store and we buy a bunch of toys, and I think our receipt was like 16 feet long this year.
Coleman likes how farmers look out for each other and remembers going with his dad to Nebraska to help farmers that fell victim to flooding. He plans to go to tech school to study agribusiness and bring that knowledge back home to add another generation to the family farm.
Around here, it seems that a lot of the small farmers have started going to a decline. For me to be a four-time generational farmer, that's really something neat.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Direct cash cattle trade is picking up. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is starting to pick up as bids have surfaced across cattle country at $191 live in the south and $305 dressed in the north. There are also some live bids in the north at $195. Asking prices are at $193 to $195 live in the south and $307 plus dressed in the north. There was some light trade reported in parts of the north on Wednesday at $303 to $305, mostly $305, $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Look for business to pick up over the balance of the week. Box beef is mixed at midday, sharply higher and lower with very good demand and light demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $6.80 at $321.64. Select is $1.84 lower at $283.71. At the Husk Livestock Market in Nebraska, there is a nice offering of weaned spring calves and some balling calves in the mix. Steers under 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Steers over 700 pounds were steady to $3 lower. Heifers over 500 pounds were steady to $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good from the buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $302.50 to $321.50. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors aren't getting too aggressive to move needed numbers. Heading into the end of the year, it wouldn't be a big surprise to see some pretty inconsistent and lackluster days of business. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and looking ahead to next week's quarterly hogs and pigs report from the USDA. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $78.99. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52 and $51. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $32 to $44. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were lower at midday, down 38 cents at $95.97. Bellies, hams, picnics, and ribs were all lower. Butts and loins were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon, Charbroil, Blackstone, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher, bouncing off the recent lows with good weekly sales and unknown buying U.S. beans ahead of the open. Gains, though, are limited by the favorable conditions in South America. January beans are up 8.5 at 960 and a quarter. March is 11 higher at 964 and a quarter. Lending a hand, January bean meal's up 490 at 284.40. January soybean oil's 22 points higher at 39.77. Corn's up, monitoring development weather in Argentina and Brazil and rising crop estimates from some private firms. Export sales were up on the week with Mexico leading the way. March is 2.75 higher at 440 and May's up 1.75 at 445.5. Wheat's down, pressured by the relative strength of the dollar, which limits U.S. export competition. Export sales are above a week ago and larger than average, but overall still seeing a lot of competition. March Chicago's 8.75 lower at 532.5. March Kansas City wheat's down 5.75 at 543. March Minneapolis is 5.5 lower at 586.5. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower ahead of tomorrow's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Just light direct trade out there so far. Yesterday, at $2 higher than a week ago on the dress basis and steady for live. February live's down 142 at 186.90. April's $1.30 lower at 189.17. January feeders are down $2.40 at 254.60. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. Midwest butcher markets are steady. The openings to the major direct markets are not reported due to confidentiality. February lean's up 2 cents at 83.72. April 7 higher at 88.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org. Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
What's in season this time of year? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Just because it's winter doesn't mean there aren't great fresh vegetable and a few fruit options in season. Colder months are great for root vegetables like carrots, beets, parsnips, turnips, sweet potatoes, and rutabagas. Those are veggies that thrive in the cold. Other cold temperature tolerant veggies include leafy greens like kale, spinach, and Swiss chard, brassicas like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower are hardy vegetables that do well when the temperatures drop below freezing, and leeks and onions are both available in winter and help add tons of flavor to your dishes. Checking out the fruit side of things, winter is great for citrus. Think Caracara oranges, those ruby red grapefruits from Texas, and sumo mandarins, which are a few of the citrus items that top the favorites list in my house. But winter's also great for holiday favorites like pomegranates and pears. Some of the benefits of eating what's in season: you're not only supporting local agriculture, but it also ensures that the food is fresher, tastier, and often more affordable. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After fighting extradition, Luigi Mangione waived it at a hearing in Pennsylvania today, flown back immediately to New York to face state murder and terrorism charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Now he's expected to make an initial appearance in federal court in Lower Manhattan on charges related to Brian Thompson's murder. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
So we don't know what the federal charges are as of yet. Of course, there's a potential for a murder that we know has max penalty. Of the death penalty at federal court.
A government shutdown looming, the deadline tomorrow night, and support for a bipartisan short-term fix now being blocked. President-elect Donald Trump telling ABC's Jonathan Carl he wants Congress to eliminate or extend the debt ceiling before he takes office. That's the cap on the amount the U.S. government can borrow to pay its existing debts. Stocks rebounding a bit after the Fed announced yesterday that there would be fewer rate cuts in the coming year. This is ABC News. A deadly crash and train colliding with a tractor trailer in Pecos, Texas, Wednesday afternoon. One person was